Maura Foley. No, I was asking you what you think about that. What do you rebuttal?
I spent my entire trip to comedy sports rehearsal today pretending to be Daisy Mormont from Game of Thrones.
It really is. I was kidding. It really is your time to tell a story.
And I wasn't kidding about pretending to be Daisy Mormont. Because I am a fucking she-bear.
Yeah.
My story is titled Dr. RuPaul, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love Being a Girl. My parents gave me far too much unsupervised television time. Maybe it's because they knew the kind of TV that I wanted to watch wasn't murder and sex and drugs. I had two genres of TV I watched. After school PBS with my main boo, Bill Nye.
Yeah.
And the three-channel holy land of basic cable. MTV, VH1, and E! Entertainment Television. Total fucking trash. I would switch between the three channels of trash endlessly. My least favorite was MTV, because this was back when they actually aired music, and I could give less than a shit. But everyone can agree that real-world Seattle is a treasure. And it taught me both that slapping is bad and Lyme disease has nothing to do with citrus. E! Entertainment had Hal Sparks, Greg Kinnear, and Aisha Taylor hosting Talk Soup, so it was my second favorite and cemented my love of schadenfreude hate-watching reality television. VH1 was the pinnacle. VH1 had RuPaul. RuPaul's talk show aired on VH1 from 1996 to 1997. It was wildly inappropriate for a girl of nine to watch. I rewatched what I could find on YouTube in preparation for this, and oh my god, I would be fucking horrified if my children got into it. But apparently my parents didn't care if I saw playful flirting with male eye candy props, the salacious ribbing between Michelle Visage and Rue, and thinly disguised allusions to oral sex. 90% of it went over my head, but it was bright and colorful, and RuPaul wore very pretty dresses. RuPaul the Queen was beautiful. In free writing time at school, I wrote about me and RuPaul hanging out like best girlfriends, drinking chocolate milk and gabbing about what floor-length sequined gown we'd wear to that night soiree. In real world, I wore stirrup pants and oversized sweatshirts. But with my RuPaul obsession, I could explore being girly in a safe space, my own head. After all, I couldn't have been too much of a tomboy. I shoplifted a tulle slip from Kohl's when I was six.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. All media, all media is consumed through the prism of our own experiences. Some people would call celebrity obsession or fan fiction pathetic, but I disagree. Pop culture constantly throws our own beliefs back at us. What does it mean to us when we tolerate the most popular book series in recent memory being a book being about a girl who throws her entire identity away to be with a man who stalks her, watches her sleep, and wants to kill her? And Twilight is basically fan fiction. It's not trash, but it's not literature. But it represents something about our culture. It is a normal person consuming, mulling over, and reinterpreting the societal messages we receive through media. Twilight isn't just a fucked up story about the most boring vampires in the world. Seriously, where is Bela Lugosi? It's a treatise on what women should want. The perfect boyfriend who'll do anything for you, including ripping open your baby maker with his teeth. Spoiler alert. So being a girl can be kind of shitty, even without a crazy glitter boyfriend. During and after puberty, I became increasingly alienated from my own femininity. I had breasts and menstruated, and my mother bought me dresses, and my sister taught me how to paint my face. But I was incredibly uncomfortable because I didn't own this identity at all. What I saw in pop culture on how to be a girl felt very uncomfortable. It was very artificial. I remember putting on a very cute black dress embroidered with little pink flowers for my grandpa's funeral and thinking that I ought to be pretty. My family would want me to be pretty, but I hated it. I hated my body. I hated my face. I hated the way the dress pinched in at my waist to make me look more like a woman than I normally did because it felt so fucking fake. The insecurity and discomfort peaked in college. Like an asshole, I took a few sociology courses and realized that all this shit is fake. They're all social constructs. I began to believe that femininity was meaningless. It was a fake tan and a high-pitched laugh and a willingness to act dumb to get a guy. Even the way we interact with others is largely constructed and lorded over by social norms. Sociologists call it the dramaturgy of everyday life. Shakespeare was right when he said that all the world's a stage and all of us are merely players. And boy, I was really having difficulty playing the part of the cute feminine sorority girl. I felt much more comfortable with my improv team, where being a girl meant nothing and being funny meant everything. I joined a sorority to learn how to be a girl and ended up feeling even further from being the type of girl I thought I ought to be. And then one day, I went to a drag show. and it all clicked. Of course all this shit is fake. It's not like people come out of the womb knowing that boys wear button-ups and girls wear dresses. For fuck's sake, my childhood idol RuPaul, my ideal of femininity, is a man. My obsession with RuPaul wasn't about sparkly dresses and fun makeup. It was about the type of femininity I wanted. I don't want to be docile, giggly femininity of Japanese kawaii. I don't want to be the selfless martyr femininity of old literature. I don't want the pearls and cocktail dresses of Greek Row. I want queen, bitch, high heel, full glitter, whore face, bright pink lips, drag. Yeah. All those ways, other ways of being a girl aren't wrong. They just weren't mine. I don't want to learn how to be a woman from Bella. I want to learn how to be a woman from a 6-foot man in a dress. And so now when I feel shitty about myself, I go to Ulta and I coo over nail polish and lipstick. And I check the status of my delivery of bright silver sneakers. They get here on Tuesday, I'm very excited. And I watch a ton of the greatest show currently on television, RuPaul's Drag Race. Where each week you get to see a big group of grown men make femininity their bitch. And it is glorious. I'm not quite comfortable with myself yet, and I'm definitely not comfortable with my femininity, but I'm getting there. And so I take the words of Queen RuPaul as my mantra. We're all born naked, and the rest is drag.
Thank you, Maura. I don't want to step on anyone's toes, but I think it's interesting that you bring up Twilight, since 50 Shades of Grey literally began as Twilight fan fiction. That is truly its real origin. Yeah, then. Yeah, exactly. Exactly right.
Her username on fanfiction is in the beginning.
Oh, well, we will see about that. That has a bright future ahead of it.